Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Gyan, the podcast where we keep on sharing some of the informative tools, techniques, case studies and latest updates in digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar and our guest for today is Alex Morris. Alex is currently working as the director to the Moon Digital. Alex has helped clients to create millions of dollars in sales and lead generation in the coaching space. He also hosts a podcast called Coaches to the Moon, discussing the business of coaching and marketing. Today, we will help us understand on the best practices to get clients from social media for your coaching or consultant business. Hi Alex, happy to have you on our show.
Prince Kumar, it's very, very lovely to be here, my friend. Thank you.
Let us start with a brief about your corporate journey. So can you help us about where all you have worked upon and how did your interest came into this?
I wasn't always planning on getting into this space, but I was always running my own businesses on the side. I was working hospitality for a long time as a chef and then in the front of house with wine and bartending. And that led me to making a bunch of food, you know, and health videos on the internet. And so I was making all these videos, and then I realized that people were following me to ask me for healthy eating tips and weight loss tips. So I actually started a health and nutrition coaching business on the side of my chefing work. And through that, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I enjoyed making the content and I was quite good at building a following and getting fans. So I actually hired a coach myself to teach me to do the marketing and business side of it. And so this company in Melbourne, in Australia, they helped me to learn how to actually generate leads with a structure, how to build Facebook ads, how to build landing pages, do email marketing, and sell on the phone and deliver programs. And so I actually had that business for about 5 years, and it was fine. I was making a living from it. And then in 2020, very early, like January 2020, I learned that we had twin babies on the way. Okay, so I knew we were expecting one, but I was told we were going to have two. And so instantly I realized that my business, I wouldn't be able to sustain it anymore because I was often working. I was doing some shifts in restaurants. I was, as a health coach, I was working with gyms. I would do cooking demonstrations. Sometimes people would pay me to go and cook for their event. And I couldn't do all that stuff. So I had to work solely on the internet. And I was already good at the marketing side. And I was doing marketing for one person. One friend was paying me to do it. So as the babies came along, I just started putting my foot in the water and getting one more client and then another client. And before you knew it, I had my full living was made of doing digital marketing for other people. And almost 2 years down the track, it's grown into a nice little business.
Great. So is your YouTube or the channel on which you were uploading the video, are you working upon it or have you shifted towards your business only?
Yeah, just the business. I still am very keen on fitness and cooking and health, but I need to focus my attention on this business and raising my family. So I think if I on Instagram and Facebook, if you follow any stories or anything, you might see me cooking or exercising or growing vegetables. But mostly it's just that's just my lifestyle now, and my business is straight marketing.
So are you involved mostly in the strategic part or into the execution part also? Because you are mentioning that you have currently, you know, working with good amount of clients. So you are providing strategic support also or the execution?
Well, I'm moving towards just strategy. Originally, I was a one-man band. It was just me. And so I did everything from marketing my business to finding clients, the sales process, the face-to-face meetings, strategy, building Facebook ads, graphic design, build copywriting, landing pages, email, everything. Now I have a small team. I have two assistants now. And so one of them has taken over all of my social media, my podcasting, finding guests and kind of the growth of my business, everything except for the final sales call. And then another assistant, she is learning to do all the delivery for me so I can focus on being with the clients. So I'm moving into doing just high end, you know, the strategy, the client facing stuff. But yeah, at the moment, I still have a big hand in everything we do.
So why do you think that this coaching or consulting business, it needs a specialized digital marketing efforts in order to have a better results?
Well, it's a very interesting business, coaching, because generally coaches and consultants, they're not selling a product, they're selling a service. And that service is generally just their own time and themselves at the beginning. Sometimes they build online courses in the end, but at the beginning, it's all about me meeting you as a client, having a conversation, and then saying, would you like my service for the next 3 to 6, 12 months? And so the entire game is really about building trust in the coach, building trust in their personal brand, and showing potential clients that they can deliver value for free, so that when these people get into conversation with the coach or the consultant, they realize that in a paid capacity, there's going to be a lot more value there. So the whole game is generating appointments, really. It's to be able to get that coach in front of as many qualified leads as possible. We don't need to try and make sales of $7 ebooks or $97 courses. We just need to generate conversations with qualified people. And the problem most coaches early on experience is either they're speaking to far too many people who are unqualified, or just or basically that's about it. They have ways of starting lots of conversations on social media via DMs and Facebook Lives, but then they're trying to drag clients out of nowhere. Whereas it's a great industry, because if you have, you know, 5 conversations a week with quality people and you make 2 sales, you can easily have a very lucrative business. But a lot of coaches overcomplicate the process.
So you also help into enhancing their personal branding, or it's more towards the sales where, you know, it's about bringing a quality customers to them?
If a coach comes to me and they're in that beginning phases and they don't really have a clear and consistent brand and message, we'll always work on that before we get into doing any paid ads. Because the problem is, mate, that if we run the best ad in the world that brings lots of leads to your business, but then they come to your page or they come to your funnel or they meet you via Zoom or in person, and you don't have a clear message, or you don't have a clear brand, or you don't have the sales skills or the delivery skills to work with these leads, then there's no point running the ads. It's just throwing money away. So yeah, the main thing, I don't care how many followers someone has, or, you know, how many YouTube videos they post every week. It's mostly, do they have a clear message? And if I come to your page, can I tell who you are and what kind of service you deliver? It is great if they have, you know, a decent amount of followers, just to make them look legitimate, but it doesn't have to be thousands. Hundreds is fine, you know, but if we run a Facebook ad back to your page and it comes back and you have 17 likes, then maybe we're not going to be as trustworthy. So yeah, we'll do our best to build the brand both organically and paid until they're ready to run paid ads.
For the coaching businesses, what are the prominent social media platforms that you consider based on their performance to reach their TG?
It's a very interesting question, because I think it's not so much about which platform the coach is on, it's about where's their audience. And I think that, for example, if you are a coach in the health space and you're selling lots of products that are more spiritual or health and nutrition based, we think about, where are these customers? They're on Instagram, they're scrolling through, they're looking for healthy recipes, they're on YouTube, you know, searching how to make a poke bowl, how to make acai bowls, how to improve my gut health. And if they're on Instagram, they're generally on Facebook. So it's more that side of things, that more pop culture, more kind of social side. However, if you're selling to business owners and businesses and more corporate like consultants, LinkedIn is a great place to be. Email marketing is a great place to be. And so you've got to just think about where your customers are. Currently, I've got a few different clients across lots of platforms. Most of my white collar corporate consultants and coaches, all on LinkedIn and a lot of email marketing. So we actually do a lot of cold email outreach in a very ethical and personal way to reach people straight to their inbox because we know they check their emails. However, if I'm working with people who are more in that spiritual space and they're talking more about the law of attraction or meditation, then we'll always go on Facebook and Instagram. So I think that question really depends on where do you think your audience is.
You know, now since we have discussed about the platform, can you also help us understand like what type of content works better? Like if there are kind of video content that works better, or it can be a kind of blog or a kind of, you know, the other type of content that we can use.
Yeah, I think once again, it's kind of customizable depending on what your strengths are. You're clearly really good at this podcasting game, and so you're great at having conversations with people. So that's where you should stick. If, for example, someone tells you, if I come on here and say, a coach must write a daily blog, but the person isn't very good at writing, then it's going to actually dilute how good they look as a coach. So I think definitely to capture attention, you're better off with videos and images. However, you don't need to be a video editor, a professional video maker to have a good video. I think if you can do a Facebook or Instagram live video that is concise and gets to the point easily and gives some actual tangible value, then that's going to be great. I think a mixture is always good. So the three things we do in my company to capture attention mostly is we make daily videos from our podcasts. So we run a podcast every week and we make daily videos. That is kind of leveraging two in one. And that's really easy for us. We also then take quotes from the podcast, transcribe them and make them into blog posts. And we also make them into images with quotes. So if we were having a conversation and you say something that is fantastic, I'll take your knowledge and post it as a blog on my page. And so I think leveraging other people's knowledge is really, really good. So stick to what you're good at the top end. Think about what captures attention. But also, the more you do of anything, the better you'll get. So once again, on the platform as well, if you're on Instagram and Facebook, video is great. If you're on LinkedIn, people love a 1 minute article to read. YouTube, obviously great videos, but to be honest, I don't have the time to make YouTube videos that are quality enough to get followed. I just kind of live stream on there. But if that's your game and you love it, people can tell with a coach where their passion is. So I think just don't try and be something that you're not.
So if you're confident into your blog, then go for that. So it should not be any specific. If you are good at video, then only go for it. Rather than just assuming that your audience will like it and you are not confident into it, that will not work in any way.
That's completely right. But another tip I learned that was really cool, which actually inspired me to make content across multiple platforms, was someone saying, if my ideal customer is on LinkedIn and they say, oh, I like Alex's content, I like this digital marketing podcast, I shouldn't have to go across to Instagram to find him. I should be able to see him here, because otherwise my attention goes away and I see a cool video of a dog and I go and follow that. But so if you can absolutely learn and leverage and grow your presence across multiple platforms, I think you'll always be better off being in more places with a certain level of quality rather than just focusing on one, because you never know, your dream client might be just sitting on a different platform and not know you exist.
Definitely. And that you had already explained, the way you have mentioned that, you know, a podcast can be transformed into a video, and then those videos content can be transformed into a blog content. So these are the different ways by which we can leverage one content and then we can use it for other platforms also.
Absolutely. Smart marketing, smart content.
So what are the best practices that you would recommend to get clients in this business from social media?
Yeah, sure. Big question, but good question. I think the main thing to look at is if you're going to a cold audience, and I'm going to assume everyone is going from a cold audience. They don't have a bunch of followers. That's fine. The first thing you need to do is build the top of your funnel. The funnel being, you know, the system that takes people from not knowing who you are to being a buying customer. And if we imagine a funnel or an upside down triangle up the top there, that's the line of people who don't know who you are. They're a cold audience. How do we move them into that first little space there so they understand that you exist and you're in their network? And the best way of doing that, well, in an organic space, is by posting great content that is tangible. But I do paid marketing. So the best thing to do is to come up with a really simple, tangible lead magnet. Lead magnet being a free resource you can give away to people just to capture their data, to capture their attention and know they're in the right audience. So we're in the digital marketing space, for example. If you wanted to teach someone how to get into digital marketing, you might, or in the podcast business, you might say the 10-step cheat sheet to start a top 100 podcast. If people are interested in starting that podcast, then they're going to download that straight away. And you know that that person maybe has some flicker of interest in what you do, okay? They're in the funnel. First thing you need to do is top end. Decide what kind of resource you're going to get people to download. And then you follow them up however you think is best. And there's a few ways of doing that. As a coach, you're a personal brand. And so I am a really big fan of, once we have someone's information, putting them on an email list and sending them short, sharp emails that feel like they're coming from you personally every time. They don't feel like they're on a list. They're not big, long newsletters with lots of pictures. It's literally, hey, Kumar, how you doing today, mate? Just wondering, are you still looking to start a podcast? Let me know. That sort of thing. Short emails or a quick story or something that, you know, creates some emotion. Moving them down like that, and if you get a response from someone, you know that they're interested, okay? So, and it's just about moving them further down that little list until the point where when you say, if you like this, if you love this content and you actually want some help with this, you can actually have a conversation with me for free. And in this 30-minute conversation, I'll show you the exact steps for your business or for your podcast, how you can move into this. Or we'll do a scorecard or an audit or a quiz that'll help me and you to understand the exact next steps for your business to start creating success. And when you give people those, you know, real results, tangible results, not just saying we'll have a consultation or we'll have a strategy call, people can smell that out. They know that that's going to be a sale. But if you say, Prince, I'm going to show you the exact three things you can do this year to get your podcast to the top 100, people will be like, I'm interested. So whether you take them down that funnel with great personal emails and then a small call to action at the end saying, by the way, you might like this, or whether you send them more ads in front of them through retargeting, which is just slightly increasing their commitment every time as to how much video they watch or how much they read, whether it's a webinar or a training or a podcast, the more they see you between downloading that initial resource, the more likely they're going to actually trust you and respond when you offer them that free consultation. Does that answer the question?
Definitely. This is the perfect, cool, strategy that you have given. Now, just wanted to add into it and just wanted to understand from you. Let's say, you have given a complete overall strategy. Now, what can be few of the communications that one can plan? Like the one that you mentioned were, bit towards closing that funnel and then bringing that into a lead. But let's say if someone is going for the social media or for the email marketing, so what are the different communications that they can flow in order to engage their audience and in order to, you know, bring it to the funnel? Except let's say the PDF, that one you mentioned. So can it be like if they can highlight themselves, if they can highlight testimonial? So are there any content buckets that you can suggest?
Absolutely. I think a combination of value and testimonials is always great, because value is useful but can get boring after a while, and testimonials can be very exciting. But the same thing, if someone all they do is sell how good they are, then you start to realize all they want from me is a sale. So it might be cliche, but the Gary Vaynerchuk always says jab, jab, right hook, meaning give, ask. And so the way we try and do it, and the way I recommend coaches do it, if they're doing this with a paid audience or an organic audience, is try and pick two or three topics that you're really good at, really, really good at for yourself: digital marketing, lead generation, building a podcast, and talk about them every single day, every single day. But make your content similar to how you would design your initial lead magnet. So and it sounds really simple and overdone, but it's because it works. Three ways to achieve this. The one secret that helped me to do this. And then the next day, how my client got their top 100 podcast in 6 months, and then start again. And so video, photo, testimonial, video, photo, testimonial, over and over again. And some of the most successful organic coaches I know, who don't do any ads at all, talk about two or three things, but they do it every day. So as their audience grows, they see it. So I have a good friend called Zach, and this guy doesn't spend any money on ads. He does $100,000 a month in revenue, and he's a beast. He's a freaking beast. And he just talks about the law of attraction, money, and sales every day. One of these three things in Facebook live videos, and then a photograph, and then a testimonial. And these days, I think there's nothing more powerful than a testimonial that is a screenshot from a text message or an email or a Facebook message, because it looks so organic and not staged and beautiful. So yeah, for a coach, get your face out there. Don't hide behind the camera. People want to meet you. Get your voice out there if you can, if you can be confident on camera, so that when people meet you in person, you know, for that sales situation, they trust you. So yeah, I think if you're comfortable, get your family out there a little bit, or your personal life, just enough, just so people know that you're a great person. I personally love to post about my daughters and my family. And so when I do, people trust me a little more, you know, this guy's a dad.
Amazing. And I think so this profile, this image was on your LinkedIn profile also, and everywhere where I was able to see it.
And that's because I am my own brand, you know. And so if I hide behind pretending to be someone else, then it's never going to work. So first and foremost, your content must be authentic as a coach. It must be you, because if someone thinks you're one person and then they meet you and they start working with you and you're someone else, then you haven't helped anyone. Yeah. So definitely focus on what you're good at. Focus on two or three things. Don't try to be too diverse. Just be yourself, because at the end of the day, if you can't be yourself and you pretend, then your business will never work in the long term anyway. You might get a few clients short term, but long term, you're gonna fail.
Definitely. Very rightly said. And the one point that you were, you know, mentioning in the starting, I think so, Evan, that is the thing that Evan, I also like, that rather than just having a simple topic, it should be something engaging that the audience feel enticing in order to click upon it, or, you know, in order to read more about it. So if I just have I'm running a coaching business for this, no one will be clicking upon it, because that look generally looks. But then if you can give that title a bit interesting look, in order to, let's say, you know, how my clients read this, or how your client can grow, or how your business can grow. If these are the kind of headings that one can plan, then definitely that will help to have a better engagement rate.
Yeah, and a really simple way to do that for anyone who is looking for a way to get engagement and to drive traffic is to just think how to go from their current painful reality to their desired space without, and then without you put like a challenge. So for example, how to go from tired and, well, let's take new mums, okay? But mums who've just had a baby. How to go from, you know, baby belly to six pack abs, no, to perfect abs without going to the gym 6 days a week, or how to go from beginner coach to laptop lifestyle without running Facebook ads. You know, this kind of thing is very, very simple. Think of where your client is right now. What's their pain? What's their problem? Think about what's their desire? What's their ultimate goal? And then think about what's the main thing stopping them. What's the excuse they give themselves when they say, I can't do that? How to go to from brand new to a top 100 podcast without hiring editors. You know, I want to have a podcast, but I can't afford it. So what? Do this instead. You know, that's easy.
No, I think so. That is one of the informative advice that you have given, that, you know, that will help every business to work upon.
I hope so.
Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to the coaching businesses on how they can leverage the power of social media for their brand?
Yeah, I think the main thing to remember with coaching and social media is that we're all competing in a big market against people with bigger budgets, bigger audiences, and bigger sales teams and everything. So if you're a one-man, one-woman band out there by yourself, I think the best thing you can do is to try and go a level down with your niche, with your demographic. So if you say you're a business coach, you're dealing with everyone. You're dealing with everyone from Tony Robbins to Grant Cardone, you know, and you're against them. Why would people hire your program for $3,000 when they can buy it for $47 from Tony Robbins? However, if you are a business coach for massage therapists, because you used to be a massage therapist, all of a sudden you're in a much smaller marketplace and there probably aren't too many people in that niche. If you're a health coach or a fitness coach for men, goodness me, you're in trouble. But if you're a fitness coach for construction workers who are tired at the end of the day, then goodness me, again, when a construction worker sees that and he thinks, that's me, then suddenly you have an audience. And then it makes it so much simpler to make content, to make ads, to make campaigns, videos, when you're just niched down that little bit more. And we call that a blue ocean, red ocean strategy. And so that metaphor is a bit crude because it means that the clients are fish, and if they're all swimming around in the ocean and there's too many sharks or businesses feeding on them, there's going to be a lot of blood in the water. You're in a red ocean. So what can you do to put yourself in a smaller pool where there's a few less fish, but there's no other sharks in there? It's just you. It's a blue ocean. So if you're in a niche and you're struggling, try and go one level down. Take from your own personal experience. And so for me, when I started my health coaching business, that helped me because I stopped working with everyone and I looked at people who had full-time jobs and they had tried, or they couldn't give up, they didn't want to give up alcohol, they didn't want to give up dining out. Because I was a chef, that was crucial to me, to not have people eating out of plastic containers. So my brand became the guy who could help you lose weight, but you didn't have to give up all this stuff. I was still a chef. I could still have a glass of wine. Digital marketing. There's a lot of digital marketers out there. You have a whole podcast based on it. When I said for coaches and consultants, takes me down a level and then I can make content in that avenue. So I would say if you have a niche that is potentially too competitive, then take from your own personal experience and think, what can I be an expert in that no one else has?
So Alex, if someone wants to reach to you, to help to get the consultation for their coaching business, so where they can reach you?
Thank you. So firstly, consultation, like we spoke about, it will not just be an open-ended consultation. I'll be helping you. If you have an existing coaching business, we'll be helping you to put my signature marketing method called the Mars method. We're going to plug that into your business and show you how it can actually work for your business. Okay. So you can find us at To The Moon Digital on Facebook, on Instagram, To The Moon Digital or tothemoondigital.com.au. And that's our websites and social media. I'm also on LinkedIn. If you're in that corporate space consulting, just Alex Morris on LinkedIn. And I've always got the same branding, spaceships and me with a couple of baby girls. And so, yeah, I'm pretty easy to find. And I'm doing my best to build a YouTube channel, but that's a difficult thing to commit a lot of time to. So maybe you'll see me there one day.
Great. So with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. It was great having you, Alex, for this thoughtful discussion, and I'm sure my audience would have framed many actionable points from our discussion. Thank you once again, and looking forward to have you again on our show.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.